We've learned how to wash our hands in the last 2 years. And I thought, here comes Gail with a new ABCD. I'm going to thought, I don't need to watch Sesame Street anymore because Gail's going to teach me my ABCs. But no, instead, we're telling people where to go. So who has peed you off?
So many people, actually. ABCDEF, you and your mom and your sister
and your job and your broke-ass car. And that's it. Gail, how are you?
I'm doing so well. How are you?
I am doing great. Now, where are you in the world right now?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, what is this where we live? Is this where you're on like a little holiday?
I would show more, but honestly, it's like quite the mess. But this is my desk, my little studio.
I noticed the bed wasn't made, but anyway, we'll pass on that.
We don't have to acknowledge it. It's
okay. Don't worry, I don't make my bed either. You've got to get into it in a few hours anyway, so there's no point.
Exactly.
Yeah. How's things? Are you good? How's life at the moment, you know, going global with this new track?
I mean, life is absolutely, like, insane. I just got off tour, and so I'm home.
Yes.
I'm going to be home for a little bit before I go back out and, like, travel and do stuff. But it's absolutely insane. Like, sorry about that. I haven't been able to, like, it's been hard wrapping my mind around what's been going on with ABC on tour, just because like you go, like every 12 to 48 hours, you're kind of in a different place. So this is like my third day kind of staying still. And I'm like, what is this? Like what's going on? It's like, or like when I get in the car, I'm like, what do you mean we're not driving 7 hours to a different state? What?
Wow. So you're getting some real good downtime at the moment then after your tour.
Oh yes. I mean, this week is a little bit more busy just because I'm working on releasing another song.
Yes.
But next week is going to be kind of where I get the downtime just because it's the holidays and all that.
Nice. They say, you know, success, there's always a lot of work behind the scenes to have success. And you started singing when you were 7 years of age with taking on a bit of jazz and a bit of Ella. I mean, tell us about that. What was the moments for you in such a young age? Because, I mean, when I was 7, I was out playing in dirt. I had no interest in singing or doing radio or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it started when I was in, like, vocal. Well, I was in, like, music. I was in school, and they had the music class. And they were showing us Ella Fitzgerald, and she was talking about scatting. And then I came home. And I was scatting, like I was scatting all the time. And my mom had no, like, she was like, what are you doing? Because I literally went to school. I came back and I'm like scatting as this like 7-year-old. And then I was like, I'm scatting. Like I learned about music today and I'm just so excited. And I like wouldn't shut up about it. So she's like, okay, I'm going to show you like other types of music. So you stop scatting. Because I also like, I would just, my poor mother, we would go to restaurants and I'd be like, I sing.
Wow.
Like I would just be like, oh, like I sing, you should ask me to sing. And then I would like make a random song up on the spot. Like I was for some reason the kid who had like no shame. And so one day she's like, I'm gonna show you more types of music. And she showed me like Joss Stone, Ella Fitzgerald was a big inspiration, Nina Simone. And then she showed me Aretha Franklin. And there's about like a 30-minute compilation, I remember. And I just remember seeing her and I was listening to her sing and I was just so moved by it. And I remember in that moment, I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be Aretha Franklin when I grow up. And there's career day. I want to say like a week, you know, like kid time, everything like moves differently. I could say a week ago was yesterday or a week ago was like 2 months. Like, I don't know. But I swear like I had career day like a week before that. And I dressed up as like a puppy rescuer. And so like, I was kind of thinking that I was like, eventually gonna have to decide what I want to do when I grow up. And I was like, that's it, I found it. Aretha Franklin, that's who I want to be when I grow up.
So were you writing and like, I mean, singing, you're obviously Aretha Franklin, were you writing things then based around what you were hearing from those artists? Because they are obviously very talented people and big artists in the world. So what were you doing to prep yourself for that, going, this is what I want to do?
Looking back, I can definitely say I was kind of starting to make up songs, but that didn't really click till I was 10. I was just kind of going around. I started in vocal lessons. It was very casual. And then I would do like the conferences where like the parents are sitting and the rehearsals and the shows and all that. And then I started singing at like restaurants and like malls and wherever anybody would let me sing. And then when I was 9, about to turn 10, that's when I started learning guitar. Then I started writing songs. And when I was 10, that's when I started going to Nashville. And yeah, that just kind of started my songwriting journey kind of overall, because that's when I started like going up to people in Nashville. They have this thing called Writer's Round. So it's like 3 to 4 people go on a stage and like you, one person sings a song, next person sings a song, next person, you know? And like you sing about 3 to 4 songs. So you're up there for like an hour. And I started doing that when I was 10. And funny enough, all of these are in like bars. And so, first of all, I'm like this 10-year-old, like big X's like all over me. And I'm just like, hi, do you want to write a song with me? And like people are like, where is your mother? And I'm like, she's over there, but like let's write a song. You know, a lot of people said no until eventually people started saying yes. And then I just kind of started growing up and I moved here when I was 12 and I've been here ever since.
That's an incredible story. I mean, what's the family thinking right now of going through that and you know, mum showing you Aretha and Ella and now you're doing this and you're now global. Well, I mean, what's mum saying about this?
My mom actually had to deal with a lot of family drama to like believe in me and believe in like my music and my career. Especially like she is like from Texas and my grandmother moved to Texas when she was younger, and it was one of those things where it was very much like we're gonna stay in Texas for the rest of our life, we're gonna raise our children, or children like that was just the way our family was like living. And then to like get up and move to Nashville for her 12-year-old can sing, like people thought she was crazy, which I'm not gonna say it wasn't a crazy thing to do, but like sometimes being crazy is good, but you know, sometimes you have to take that leap of faith. And I think it's more, I also would have never thought Eddie that the success or that would come with the song would be the big FU song. That was definitely a surprise to both of us.
Mom, here's the payoff. Screw you.
All of you, because now she's like, ha, I'm right, you know. But my mom's a very, very proud mom, and I'm very lucky to have the mother I do. And now my brother is being, of course, very older brotherly, like he's like, I guess your song doesn't suck, you know.
So is the brother a bit, I mean, is he jealous or something? Or I mean, what's happening with the
Oh.
relationship with the brother?
No, my brother's amazing. He's my best friend. He's incredible. But he's an economics and finance major. Like,
Oh, right. They're big words. Yeah, I'm out.
yeah. He like yeah, no, he's a very, very smart boy, but he's very analytical and I'm very musical. And those two things when we were younger, we did not get along. Not whatsoever, but eventually we got older. He told me I got less annoying. He became less of a person. Then we started getting along.
Wow, what a story. That is so cool. Well, I mean, let's talk about this new track. You know, look, let's be honest. We've learned how to wash our hands in the last 2 years. And I thought,
Yes.
here comes Gail with a new ABCD. I'm gonna thought, I don't need to watch Sesame Street anymore because Gail's gonna teach me my ABCs. But no, instead we're telling people where to go. So
Exactly.
who has peed you off?
So many people, actually. So many people. But this one specific person happened to be my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Poor dude. No, not poor dude. He deserved it, honestly. No.
So you're telling what? His mom, sister, just
Mom, sister, in the original version of ABC, it was his father, his cousins, and his brothers as well. It was everybody. It was everybody. But I felt like the friends needed to be included more.
And but did you actually send it to them and go, this is for you?
Actually, no. I blocked him on everything about almost a year ago. I think in February I did it because it's really like what I was saying was like I tried hard not to be angry at him because I was like, after we broke up, I tried really hard to like keep our friendship going. And even when we broke up, it wasn't because like he was a bad person in any way. Like it just wasn't, I was like, I'm pretty sure I was like 15. Like, you can't, there's only so long that relationship is gonna like work out. I mean, some people find their soulmate at like 11, I swear, but like, not me. That is not my story, apparently. And even I just started getting like flashbacks to things he would say in our relationship, or even when I would call him after we broke up, we'd just catch up on each other's lives. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, that's him like being rude. Like, that's not him like being like, there's one example I like to say. This is like right when we're in the beginning of dating, and there's a day where I just didn't feel pretty. Like, there's times where I look in the mirror and it just, my face doesn't make sense to me. Like, I just can't compute it, and say with my body, like, I just
Right.
struggle with self-image. And that was
Yeah.
just a day I was really struggling. And so he was like, how was your day? We're on the phone, and I was like, you know, I don't feel pretty. And what is a boyfriend for other than to tell you you look pretty when you don't feel pretty? That is like number one on the list. Like, you just,
Yes.
that is the, we need the quick, I don't feel pretty. You're so beautiful. You're so, like, I don't care if you don't even believe it. You gotta tell me. Like, come on, hype me up. We're
Well,
dating.
that's our job, is we gotta
That's
tell our ladies that
your job.
you're beautiful and
Exactly. Like, all the time, you're supposed to shower me in
Yeah.
compliments. But,
And your hair looks great.
yeah, my eyes are beautiful. My speaking voice, you love to hear. Like, give me something to work with. But, and I quote, he
Yeah.
said, I mean, you're not the most beautiful girl in the world, but like, you're pretty.
No, he didn't say that. No.
No, he 100% said that. But you know what's even crazier was, in my head, I genuinely thought, he's so honest. Like, I used to tell people what I love about him is his honesty. But like, he didn't have to say that. He could have just called me pretty. But
Yeah.
he had to put, like, you're not the most beautiful. He had to put me down in some way to be able to give me a compliment. And like, I saw that as like honesty, when that just was him being not a nice person. And like, there's just stuff like that I started seeing where I was like, oh, you've actually been like really rude to me, and I just have like shut it out and suppressed it. And but I was still
Oh.
suppressing it all until
Yeah.
I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and I was like, I'm so happy with their friendship. Like, we've worked so hard. We're exes and we managed to be nice to each other. And she was like, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but he's not saying nice things about you. Like, he's saying like things behind your back. Like, he called me a child. He was like, I'm jealous of him. I still want him. All these things. And when I got told that,
Oh
because
my
I worked
gosh.
so hard to
Yeah.
not be angry and work on our friendship and like shut out all of the things he did just for me to like go so out of my way to be nice to him, just for him to still not like accept me and think nicely of me and talk nicely of me, like, or just respect me in any way.
Yeah.
I just got so angry. Like, I was so mad, and I was mad that it took him saying things about me behind my back to let myself get mad. I should have been able to get mad about the things he did before that, and I just didn't.
That's just, my gosh, no wonder we've got a song such as that. Like,
Exactly.
sorry you went through that. That's horrible. That's
Oh, thank you. I
wow.
mean, it taught me a lot of valuable lessons,
Yeah.
and I wouldn't have take I would never take it back. You know, I
Yeah.
learned a
An
lot
ex
from
for a reason is what I like to say. You're an ex and you're there for a reason. Yeah,
Yep.
wow. Gail, well, I mean, your song is absolutely trending everywhere. It's all over TikTok as well. It is a ripping song. A sad story, really, about the song, but a great story for you with success based on it too. So thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you for talking to me and caring. I appreciate it.